Today's mailbag comes to us from Nisha. I am so thankful for the Sunday Basket, Lisa, and the Organized 365 team for the support. I don't know if I have ADHD. I've never been tested. This system gives me a place to hold paperwork for many things until I can get to them. I do need this, and I didn't even know it. I did struggle with getting used to using the system for the first few months. Okay, maybe a year. Now it is absolutely essential. It's funny because earlier I would say that I didn't see colors. But now it is so easy with the file colors to categorize paperwork easily. I love this system. I would recommend it to anyone. By the way, I have been using it for 4 years consistently. It's the greatest thing. Stick with it if you are struggling like I did in the beginning. It totally works. Do you have an Organized 365 success story? If so, we would love to hear about it. Please send us an email at customerservice@organized365 and tell us how you have taken back your home, your paper, and your life with Organized 365.
Welcome to the Organized 365 podcast. I'm your host, professional organizer, productivity expert, and motivational speaker, Lisa Woodruff. This podcast will help you embrace progress over perfection and create lasting functional organizing in your home. I have so much to share with you, so let's get started. I really had a lot of fun in the last episode going through some of the frameworks that Organized 365 has come up with over the last few years to really explain the process of becoming an impactful person, from decluttering to organizing to increasing productivity to living out your unique purpose and calling in the world. How in the world do some people get enough time to do what they're uniquely created to do? How do they do it? And for the very, very few people that we know that have their home and their work life organized, how do they do that at the same time? And especially, how do they do that if they're not hiring like a whole staff of people to run their household? Like, how do they actually win at home and win at work? So I was driving the other day. I was driving home, and it had been an exceptionally hard weekend and couple of days. Like, many, many unexpected events had befallen our family over that time, and it was right after a time where I'd been sick for a couple of weeks. And so I was thinking about this, and I was like, in my car, and I was driving, and I was like, all right, well, I'm still going forward, but I feel like I'm driving in first gear and I'm trying to go 50 miles an hour. Like, everything just felt so much harder. And I thought, yes, it feels so much harder. What is it I'm doing differently now than I'm usually doing? So in various seasons in the past, I know that I would have broken. Do you know what I mean when I say that? Like, you know where you, when you hit your own limit. In our family, I'm the one that has the most capacity. So other family members hit their limit much faster than I do. And I was just about to hit my limit. And I was driving home and I was thinking, I'm going to have to tell Greg, like, I'm at my breaking point. And that's not going to go well because Greg is already at his breaking point. Like, the ship is going down. The ship is going down. I'm sure you've been in these situations before. Luckily, I had another 10 minutes to my drive. So I really thought about this analogy that I'm going to share with you now. I thought, what is different now than a couple of weeks ago? And in past situations where I felt the same way, how did I get out of it? And then I thought about you. What happens when you get into these same situations? So for me, I was like, you know, it does feel like I'm driving in first gear and I'm trying to go 50 miles an hour, but I'm not actually driving this car that I'm physically in right now. I'm driving a train. Like, I'm a train conductor. And the reason why I feel that I'm in first gear is because I'm trying to slow my train down as my train is breaking down. I'm not actually speeding my train up. I'm actually slowing it down. I was like, oh, yes. Here in Westchester, we have a lot of trains. So we see trains a lot. So I'm thinking of this analogy. And I'm like, yeah, It takes a lot of effort to stop a train. Like to get a train to slow down and stop takes a lot of effort. And so when you are productive and when you are having a lot of impact and you've gotten your life really up and running, and then you get a couple of unexpected events, at first you can just like take them in stride. Like I got sick and I worked from home, so I didn't miss any days of work. But like Greg and I were both sick for over 3 weeks, like laying in bed sick for 10 days. It was crazy. The team really didn't even know it. Like I faked it pretty well. Lost my voice, whole nine yards. So that, then of course, Grayson was sick, Abby was sick. So that was a whole month of sickness. We were at the end of that month of sickness when all these other unexpected events started to happen. So I was already depleted and I already had slowed both my home and my work trains down to accommodate for the sickness and the other things that were going on, the unexpected events. And you get to a certain point when you're a train conductor that you can only slow your train down so much before the train is just fully going to come to a stop. And I realized on the way home, oh, my train is fully coming to a stop. And I don't like it when my train fully comes to a stop, because if you think it's hard to slow a train down, do you know how much effort it takes to get a train going again? And that's when I thought about my car. I was like, yeah, a car. When you're in a car can go fast. A car can pivot. A car can run, turn around, and get something that you forgot. It's very nimble. But the other part about a car is it's fast and it gets done what you need done today, but it's exhausting because only you can drive the car and the car is not very big. And so you can only fit so much stuff in there. So like you can go to Costco, but you can't go to Costco and somewhere else because there's not enough room, right? Like the car only has so much capacity. The train that I had been driving had so much more capacity, but when that whole capacity gets stopped because I was sick and then the family was sick and then these other unexpected events happened at both home and work, I was like, oh, my trains are coming to a stop, and both of my trains. And I knew how much effort it was going to take to get those trains running again. As I share in this podcast and the next podcast, you will likely see your own story in whether you're driving a car or you are conducting a train. And I, in the last 18 months, have moved to only conducting trains, and I very rarely drive a car again. Have you ever, like, gone on vacation or been on, let's say, a cruise or something like that, and you haven't been in a car for a while, and you get in a car again, or, you know, it's like, oh, yeah, I forgot about this. Or have you ever been on a really long car ride, and you drive for hours and hours and hours? Once Greg and I did 14 hours straight, like, we stopped for meals, and that was it. When I got out of the car, like, the earth was moving beneath me for the next 12 hours. Like I said, Greg, we can never drive in a car that long again. Like it's too long. Like if you're in one mode of transportation for a long period of time and then you step into another one, there it's a little disequilibrium goes on. That's how I was feeling. And I was like, this analogy of the train, that's it. That's it. That's what I want to share with you. This is what we've been missing in Organize 365. Sometimes when you talk about the individual skill sets that you need or the learnings that you need to have in order to have a final outcome, but you don't change the picture of the locomotion that you're in, we're all just trying to get faster cars. We're all just trying to get more productive. We're all just trying to get more done. What we want is impact. If you want impact, you need to become a train conductor and not a car driver. If you want impact, you need to become a train conductor and not a car driver. And it's going to make a lot more sense at the end of the next podcast, by the end of the next podcast. The size car you have, how fast your car is, how much fuel you can keep in the tank or charge you can keep in the electric vehicle is how far and how fast you can go in a car. When you move to a train, you cannot start very fast and you cannot stop very fast. But once you get to cruising on your train tracks, you could go really far, really fast without a lot of effort. However, to do that, you need to lay all the train tracks and then you need to build all the cars that are going on your train. And that is organizing. Building your train tracks, which are your systems and your habits, and then putting each individual car on your train at home and work, That is the act of organizing. Productivity is getting that train up to speed. And then when unexpected events happen, that train has to slow down and then speed back up again. And once you get your trains going at home and at work, which is going to take a while, the only time that you really are going to get in a pickle is when you have such a big life event that you need new train cars. So you may have a catastrophic train wreck in that you get a medical diagnosis, you get divorced, someone passes away. It could also be good. You may get pregnant, you may get married, you may move. These are times when you're like, okay, the train that I am on is not going to work in this new life phase. So I'm going to have to possibly relay some train tracks, create some new habits and some new systems, but definitely change out some cars. Like what I was doing in these cars is going to change. Secondly, your train will naturally slow down and speed up in the golden windows of a calendar year. So your train will slow down and come into the station at the end of each quarter, and it will start out again on the next quarter on the train track. And that is the piece I was missing. That is what I naturally do, and I have not shared with you. It's not just the planning days. It's also the reordering of the cars on my train in the planning day implementation, in the planning day prep days that I do before or after each of the planning days. Okay, so we're going to talk about the home train today, and then we're going to talk about the work train. So your home train engine, you're just trading in your car for a train engine. Like there's no difference there. It's just a mode of operation. The only difference is when you're driving on a car, you're driving on roads that have been established by other people, and you just decide which order in which you want to take the roads that somebody else created. When you're driving a train, you have to put down tracks first. You have to establish your systems, your routines, your habits, your morning, afternoon, evening habits that your train will run on. And when you do not have habits, you cannot have a train. When you do not have habits, you're not going to have a train, because the train has to have habits to run on. That's the tracks that it's going to run on. Because if you don't have train tracks, which are automatic, like you just start the train is literally just going to run down that track. It's built in. It's just going to run down it. And the productivity, it's going to get through that habit in the speed that it can get through that habit. If you're in a car, you have to stop at each stoplight. Then you have to decide if you're going to go right or left. Are you going to take the highway today? Are you going to take the back way? Like you're making all these decisions unnecessarily, because the train track, once it's built, it's like, okay, you know, going to work, going to wake up, shower, get ready, get the coffee, get in the car, get to work. Like that's the habit. It takes 40 minutes to do that habit. You get in the train, you turn it on, you run the habit, all of a sudden you're at work. No decisions had to be made. You show up at work and you have all your decision-making capacity. You must establish the habits first. You must establish the habits first. You have to give your train something to run on. Otherwise, you're in the car. And then you're like, oh, today maybe I feel like Dunkin' Donuts. No, I'm going to have a protein bar at work. No, I'm going to do this. Like everything's a decision. And you just become a chicken at like 5 minutes after you wake up. Like, what am I doing today? Where's the food? What's this? So you have to establish the habits. Once you establish the habits, you've moved from a car to an engine. Now your engine's on the track. At first, that's all it is you're just not making as many decisions and you have more habits and you're just getting places faster with more decision-making capacity. But you don't have any cars behind you yet. You've just changed your mode of transportation. Next, you start building on your cars. So for home, your cars are going to be, the Sunday basket is going to be your first car. Why? Why am I such a stickler about the Sunday basket being the first car? Like, why can't you start with the photo program? Why can't, like, kids program? Why can't you start with something different? I mean, you could do whatever you want. It's your train. Build your train however you want. However, life is full of unexpected events. And until you learn the skill and habit of delaying your decision-making to Sunday, you're going to try to drive your train like a car. So if you only have morning, afternoon, and evening routines, so you've put in your train tracks and you're now driving a train on a train track, but you're still operating like you're a car driver, it's like you put your car on the train tracks, but it can't pull anything behind it because you're still being pulled by every single decision that comes by, like every email, every text, every request. You're trying to fulfill it in real time. You're not asking yourself, can this wait until Sunday? And if it can, it must. You're saying, well, I have time today, so I'll do it. You know, right turn, through the drive-thru, whatever. Like, you're not on autopilot anymore. Now you're back in the driver's seat. If you want to be in the driver's seat, fine, but you can't add more cars behind you because you can't drive a train on regular roads. You have to pick. And the Sunday basket is what gives you that cognitive, okay, yeah, this has to wait until Sunday because then on Sunday I'll program my train to go by this thing and I'll have to derail onto this other track in order to do it because I can't drive a train on regular roads. So now you've got your Sunday basket. You're like, okay, I plan on the week what my train is going to do. Now you also own a car. It's like when you need to, you cannot take the train. You'll take your car. But the goal is to start taking the train more often than the car and move to the point where you're almost always on the train. You'll become so habitual to being on the train that when you're in the car, you're going to be ticked, actually. You're going to be like, why am I in the car? The train is so much faster. I can read a book while I'm in the train. Like, this is not working for me. And that will help you increase your changing your habits. Now, as you add the Sunday basket, and we do the Sunday basket first because the next trains on the train track are personal organization, family organization, paper organization, storage organization. And we are going to add those trains onto our train track as we feel that they are as optimally organized as they can be in this phase of life. They're never going to be 100% organized. Everything is going to need to have maintenance, right? But they're as optimally organized as they can be in this phase of life. So we're going to go ahead and put those on our train track one at a time. And each of these trains, adding it to your train track, like to put in a morning routine, it's going to take a couple months. Evening routine, going to take a couple months. Sunday basket, going to take at least 6 weeks. Personal organization, 2 to 3 months. Paper organization, 3 to 4 months. And you're like, oh, building a train is so hard. I know. That's why nobody does it. I think that's why nobody does it because it's such a discipline. It's a discipline. And it's a mindset. It's the marathon versus the 5K or the sprint. It's the going, okay, I know how to organize my morning routine. I know how to organize the Sunday basket. I am now going to mentally make myself do something a little harder and out of my comfort zone. And I'm going to discipline myself to move into my next car and get that one as optimal as possible so that now I have habits. I'm on the train. I have a Sunday basket. I'm doing my weekly cadence. I have my personal organization done. Like, I'm feeling really good. Next, I'm going to add on the next one and the next one, the next one. And the way that your train keeps going, though, is you must pull it into the station, you know, at the end of the quarter so that you can fully go through each of your cars. Each of your cars on the train track need to be fully decluttered and organized every trimester at home, so every 4 months. You may say, this is gonna take a lot of time. It's going to take a lot of time to do it. And then you're telling me it's going to take time to maintain it? Yeah. At first, it's going to take more time. I hate saying this, but it's true. Okay, I don't know how old you are, and I don't know how long you've been trying to get organized, but probably your whole life, because I think it's just a human thing that we're always trying to do. So however old you are, you've probably been trying your whole life. And there may be seasons in your past where you're like, I was actually organized that year or that season. Or right now you may be like, I'm pretty organized right now. And why am I pretty organized? And how have I been this organized? And you're like, oh, I do have habits. I do have a Sunday basket. I did do the productive home solution. She's right. But to establish the train tracks, move from a car to a locomotive, and put the cars on the track and then get the train up to speed? 3 years. I know. I hate saying it. It's such a buzzkill. But, you know, it's not like it takes 3 years before you see anything. Like, you start to see more productivity pretty quickly. Like, every trimester, you see more and more and more productivity and impact. But when you truly get to where you're almost always living in impact, 3 years. So the first, you know, the first trimester you do this and you're putting in your morning routine and your Sunday basket, you're definitely going to feel a little lighter when you start your second quarter. Now you're putting in your evening routines and you're starting the Productive Home Solution. The Productive Home Solution is designed in 1 year to build out those four extra cars: personal organization, paper organization, family and communal space organization, and storage organization. However, it will not put those cars on your train track fully organized. You'll probably get 50, 60% organized. And you might be like, Lisa, you're not very good at sales. I know, I'm too honest. But getting the trains on, I don't know how to explain it. It works, people. Getting the cars on a train track and 50 to 60% organized in year one, by the end of, you know, 1 year of doing all this, you're gonna be like, wow, this is faster than I ever thought that I could be. And I have more mental capacity than I ever thought I could have. I caution you. You can run that train at 50% after 1 year, and it's going to be better than what you had before you had a train. However, how you get even more impact, and this is where I think I have in the past fallen down, and maybe you have fallen down, is like, the organization is good enough, I'm going to move on to the next thing. You could totally do that, 100%. However, if you get to the point where you're like, why am I not really making the impact I need? Why do I feel kind of stuck? I'm going to say it's probably because those cars on your train need to go up to 80 to 90% organized. Again, 100 is never going to be there, but you got them to functionally organized so that you're no longer drowning, but you didn't get them to the point where they're literally running on maintenance. And a train that is running on maintenance, I've been doing this for 2 years now, a train that is running on maintenance pulls into the depot and I literally go car by car by car. So my train tracks, my productivity, I do on planning day. On planning day, I go through my morning, afternoon, evening routine. I go through my laundry cycle, my dishes cycle, our cooking cycle. I go through our housework and I make my decisions on how the train tracks are going to run, the systems and the habits. Then I go car by car by car through my train in about 10 days. I usually do 2 weekends plus some work during the week. And luckily, with my school schedule, I'm usually on a break when the train comes into the station, which is excellent. So I just take the time that I would have been spending on school and I spend it on reorganizing. So I deep dive through my Sunday basket, which you can now do with me during planning day prep. And then because all of my cars are already at 80% optimized, I go through my binders during planning day prep, which is part of my paper. That one gets done in the same day. I go through my storage room and I just go down there. Usually it takes me 90 minutes maybe to make sure everything in there is where I want it to be and get rid of anything and update it. So that's for my storage room. Then I go through my personal, I go through my closet, I go through my bathroom. I usually go to Costco. I buy 4 months worth of bathroom supplies now and reorder all my makeup, reorder all my supplements. That usually takes a whole weekend. And then the last weekend I go through and I go through everything on the communal part of our house. And I just go through the kitchen cabinets and I go through the laundry room. I go through the garage and it's pretty organized for this phase of life. I don't really need to do much more. 10 days later, my train leaves the station and my personal train is running at optimal capacity, you know, 3.5 months out of the 4 month cycle. I slow it down. I bring it in. I look at my systems. I look at my habits on planning day. I go through my Sunday basket. I update my binders. I told you the whole thing. And then I'm like, okay, my train's ready to go. Here's the weird part. If you are this far in organizing, it feels surreal. You're like, surely there's more that I need to do here. Don't I need to like tear everything apart? No. Unless you're going through a major event, positive or negative. Moving, having a baby, someone's passed away, new job, whatever. In that case, then, you're going to go through the whole productive home solution again, but you could do the entire thing in one trimester. You don't need a whole year or 3 years to do it. Because once you have, like math, once you've decluttered and then you've added in what you need and you've multiplied for productivity and you're in division, like, you know how to do math. You know your times tables. You're not like, I have to start all over again. I don't know how to do any of this. You know all of this. You just need to apply it to a different situation. That is how you move at home from reactive to proactive. It's much more than just the Sunday basket or just the productive home solution or just the binders or just the planning day. It's the whole system. That is the whole system that gets your house running on autopilot. And yeah, it from start to finish, if you've never done anything, you're like, okay, I'm going to get started. You're going to get the majority of the work done in the first 12 months, and you will be to optimal benefit at the end of 3 years. That's how long it takes to get your household train running. And it is amazing. I mean, it's the best gift you will ever give yourself, because you are going to take you with you for the rest of your life. And once you learn how to be a train conductor instead of a car driver, and once you realize the cars that you need on your track in order to be productive at home, it's really like Legos. Like, what's broken? Is it the family spaces are broken? Now, if you have kids, you just add on an additional car for each kid. If you're caring for your parents, you add on a car for caring for your parents. Your train is getting longer, but it's all running on the same systems. It's running on the same habits. It's running on the same planning and organization cadence. And your capacity to drive a longer and longer train works because you're no longer wondering, are we going to run out of toilet paper? Which scent of deodorant am I going to use today? What are we having for dinner tonight? Like, you've got systems for all of that. Like, your whole entire household runs on systems. So you have the capacity to add on more cars when other family members need you, or you have some unexpected events which are going to slow your train down a little bit. So that is the personal train that everybody in the world is running for their entire lives, except for most people are in cars and they're not in trains. And moving to a train is a purposeful, disciplined act that requires you to grow discipline muscles, to think long-term instead of short-term, to think strategically instead of immediate gratification. And doing it inside of our community is what you have been saying works so well. To be with other people who are thinking the same way and making the same changes and growing the same discipline habits is what really makes it work. So if you're thinking, okay, I'm in. How do I get this train going? I would like to get this train going. What you're going to need is the Productive Home Solution and the Sunday Basket. And the reason why you need them both is because they work together. You need the Sunday basket because that's your levee that is going to hold back the flood of the actionable to-dos that you have been doing as you've seen them come across your plate, because you just don't want your to-do list to get too long and you don't want to forget them. So you need to learn how to stop living in a 100% reactive mode. That is the Sunday basket. And then the Productive Home Solution, that is the whole process for building the train tracks, organizing all the cars, getting the cars on the tracks, and getting the tracks going, and then organizing in those planning days at a cyclical cycle. That is your personal home train. If you have kids, you're going to add on the kids program, but I'm going to tell you, add on the kids program later. The best time to add on the kids program is in the summer. And if you start the Productive Home Solution now, you need to work through your own personal organization and storage organization and start to grow your organizational muscles so that you can support your children as they are learning their skills. And also, many people have told me, they said, we love the kids program because you learn a lot yourself about skills you never learned as a kid in getting organized that you again can apply to your adult home. So if you're listening to this in real time, it's the end of December. Get a Sunday basket, get the Productive Home Solution, just go all in. Do all three of the days at the end of the year. Like, if this is the thing that you want to focus on in 2024, you want to become a more organized and productive person, which means ultimately you want to have more impact in the world, This is the best program that will teach you how to do that. And once you learn it, you will have the skill set with you for the rest of your life. So do that and add on the planning day prep at the end of the year, 2 days before planning day, because that will really help you to understand the systems and processes that we're using here and get your workbooks all ready for planning day so that you could do more of the work in planning day with us live. Love to have you join us. Hey, did you hear? So we would love here at Organize 365 to walk through what your individual organizational plan should be. Should you start with the Friday workbox? Should you start with the Sunday basket? Or should you go all in on the productive home solution first? Where should you start? And in what order would you go through the different products and services that Organize 365 has? And do you even need the productive home solution? What's in it anyway? And do you need it? When is the best time for you to start? We would love for you to book a call with the education team. Just go to organize365.com/call, C-A-L-L, and book a call, and they will have you fill out a form about where you are and what your goals and objectives are, what you think you need, what you think you don't need, and then someone will get on the call with you, and they will walk through what would work best for you and answer any questions that you have.